You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about how badly that Ashley Abbott is about to come unglued and whether or not she hurts someone as she circles the drain and finally hits rock bottom. Although Tucker and Audra are supposed to be leaving town, both of them have noticed how off kilter that Ashley is, and I suspect that they aren't leaving yet. And neither is Ashley's friend, Dr. Alan Laurent. And I'm worried about the safety of all three of these people for several different reasons. And I just wonder, can anybody help Ashley Abbott before it's too late? Is Ashley going to hurt someone? Is Ashley going to possibly kill someone? Let's dive in and talk about it. But if you have not, please reach down and click subscribe. So the first person to talk about who Ashley might hurt is, of course, her ex-husband, Tucker McCall. Her alter, the one called Ms. Abbott, really hates Tucker and wants to hurt him. Ms. Abbott blames Tucker for everything that's gone wrong in Ashley's life recently. And she's also worried about Ashley trying to reconcile with him. And she wants to prevent that from happening at all cost. And already, Ms. Abbott made threats against Tucker, and her other personalities tried to warn Audra and also tried to warn Tucker to stay away, to just leave, get far away from her. And what's more, Ms. Abbott plans to do this bad thing to Tucker and set it up so it frames Audra for it. So Tucker's out of the way, Audra's out of the way. It's pretty diabolical. And so it can't be a good thing to me that Tucker and Audra keep talking about leaving town to go to Paris, but so far have not packed one bag that I've seen. And bear in mind, we've heard Christine and Danny talking about leaving town for what, more than 2 months now, and they still don't have their butts on a plane. So I am not confident that Tucker and Audra are actually going to leave town. Clearly, Tucker is very concerned about Ashley, and he recently tried to enlist Abby Newman in the support network that his ex very clearly needs. But what's crazy is none of the Abbotts seem to be concerned enough about Ashley to let her daughter know that something bad, really bad, is going on with her mom. I mean, it's neglectful, and it's, I don't know, it's very weird that they haven't involved her. And I guess that's, you know, storyline wise, because she's busy over in this terribly boring Chancellor Winter business fight. I mean, it's not really Tucker's meddling that has him on Ms. Abbott's radar. It's more about thinking that Tucker hurt Ashley, you know? So when Ashley has a complete and total mental meltdown, yeah, I could absolutely see her hurting Tucker, possibly trying to kill him, or him getting in the way when she takes aim at someone else. I do really, really like Trevor St. John, and I hope he stays around, but you just never know. The second person I'm concerned about Ashley hurting is Tucker's girlfriend, Audra Charles. I'm sure Tucker would like to be able to call her his fiance, but she keeps turning down the ring. And then this week, Audra, according to spoilers, has reason to question Tucker's loyalty to her. And that could be about something else entirely, or it could absolutely be about Ashley. I mean, let's face it, Tucker isn't exactly the most loyal guy. You know, he can't keep it zipped most of the time. And at first, if you remember, Audra didn't believe there was anything wrong with Ashley. And she thought that Tucker's ex was just trying to get his attention and find a way to hang on to him and break them up. But after hearing Ashley talk about herself in the third person and acting in a way that's completely unlike her and just clearly seems like another person, Audra can see that there is more than one person living inside Ashley's cranium, I think. So she understands Tucker is right to be concerned, but at the same time, not to choose Ashley over her. So I don't think that Ms. Abbott or the Alter Belle or the younger Alter Ash would come directly after Audra, but I could see Audra getting in the way if one of the the altars lashed out at Tucker and she tried to save him. You know, Audra is pretty self-serving, but she does actually seem to love Tucker. And I could see her putting herself at risk to try and save him from his mentally unhinged ex-wife. And that could absolutely put her in the line of fire. So would Ashley kill Audra? I don't think she would on purpose, but I could see it happening accidentally, where Audra gets in the way and winds up hurt. The last person I want to talk about being at risk when Ashley Abbott falls apart completely is her doctor friend, Alan Laurent. I mean, let's face it, this guy is completely disposable. We heard him mentioned a couple of times when Ashley was in Paris with Tracy, but we never met him. And honestly, for a while, I thought he was another figment of her imagination because she was talking about him in Paris while she was unhinged and we had never met him. But he's not. He's real and he's in Genoa City trying to help her. And I could definitely see, as a former psychiatrist, that Alan might try and intervene if Ashley is having some sort of violent episode, you know, during a nervous breakdown. And that could be how Alan winds up hurt if he does. Belle has a crush on the Silver Fox doctor and has been flirting up a storm with him, but I don't think Ms. Abbott wants him around because she knows that a shrink could put Ashley into psychotherapy and then strip them all out of her brain so they would basically die. So of the three people I've listed, I definitely think that Dr. Laurent is the most at risk if someone is going to die or be seriously hurt as part of this Ashley Abbott mental breakdown storyline. It wouldn't make any sense for them to kill off someone who's on contract and who's involved in other storylines and they have future storylines for. And that's true for both Audra and Tucker, as far as we know right now. But when it comes to Dr. Alan Laurent, he is completely and totally disposable. He's a glorified extra. And on the plus side, I don't think Ashley would face any consequences if she did hurt Tucker or Audra or Alan as part of a schizophrenic meltdown. I mean, it would clearly be a case of temporary insanity if she did harm someone or even killed someone. No doubt the Abbotts would hire a top criminal attorney, Michael Baldwin or somebody else, and have them, you know, taking care of any charges she might face. So sweeps ends Wednesday, May 22nd, and I just wonder if we're going to have Ashley explode by then and do something completely shocking as a way to close down sweeps with a bang. So what do you think? Do you think Ashley Abbott is going to kill someone? And if so, who do you think that she's going to attack? Let me know in the comments and be sure to subscribe if you haven't and come back soon because we are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.